If it was your toilet, would you be happy? Part 5. Don't we realise that most animals have clean toilet habits? Very clean. They don't want to be inside something that's hard to escape from quickly. They don't want to be sitting doing their fresh business when last week's business is still in there as well. I doubt that cats like their very own toilet smell anyway. Well, I don't think so. Why would they? Some of these hooded contraptions have a small opening at the top that the cat's supposed to be able to be agile enough to climb in and out of. Or there's no opening in the top but a small U-shaped opening on the side. Very small, like a mouse entrance through a wall. And in case of disturbance, how quickly could a cat who feels entrapped be able to get out of there? I can just envision a hooded, enclosed kitty litter being turned upside down and thrashed across the floor as the occupant panics big time inside, doing his best to claw his way outside. Yes, there are a lot of things to be said about kitty litter boxes, buildings, enclosures, or whatever they are named at the time. Can you imagine having a friend over for coffee, only for the coffee table to suddenly be visited by the feline in the house, and there you are, eating off the same place, knowing he is underneath doing his business? Not my idea of a pleasant cup of tea morning with a friend, I can tell you now. Do you remember your experience inside a car washing facility? How the blowers go up and down, serving out water and then polish and then a vacuum system to suck the water off the car? Well, they even have kitty litters like that too. My cat would freak out at just the sounds coming along to disturb his peace when the automated box thinks he has finished, and he has not. And that is the end of part 5.